Xbox is ready to launch a stellar first-party and exclusive roadmap for 2024, with Xbox, Bethesda, and Activision Blizzard all working in concert to deliver games. This might be the most dominant lineup in Xbox history. You won't believe this, but Xbox has about 15 AAA new exclusives set for 2024, and there is no escaping, delaying, or canceling these games that have been in the works for so long. Xbox only has one option: release them, and no more excuses. Let's get the smaller game out of the way. Towerborn is a four-player co-op side-scroller beat-em-up with an incredible painted art style. And this is a AA partnered game from Stoic Entertainment with a twist in the survival genre. Towerborn is set for early release in 2024. GSC Game World Studio has been working on Stalker 2 for years through the Eastern European War. Stalker 2 is probably one of the most graphically impressive games, but testers say the game has been rough around the edges last year. Stalker is a timed exclusive, most likely a one-year timed exclusive, although leaks claimed it would only be 3 months. At this point, Xbox has likely floated the deal for Stalker 2 to be Xbox exclusive much longer. A Metro-style survival massive open-world game filled with post-apocalyptic supernatural cursed landscape. Stalker 2 is finally coming in 2024. Flight Simulator 2024 is a fully new release for the series and takes the flight sim genre into fully featured game modes, immersive flight vocation tasks, all the way to racing circuits and rescue missions. These will test your patience and skill on a wide variety of aircraft. Those who have invested time and money into Flight Simulator 2020 will probably be pleased to see their purchases carry up to the new game, meaning there'll be more variety in 2024 as it becomes the de facto flight simulator game.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
We've seen combat for Hellblade 2 Senua's Saga, and what we've seen so far has completely crossed the boundary of what video games can look like when they try to emulate real life. In fact, looking at this combat now, we are seeing for the first time something that looks like a fully rendered cinematic film feature under a player control. Fans of the original Hellblade will be pleased to see that much of the core gameplay loop will be expanded upon with more varied combat beyond just strike and parry, now adding body checks, dynamic contextual dodging, and much more to reveal. There are rumors that Hellblade 2 is set to release in the middle of May 2024, and if we see this game again in a developer direct in January or February, it's highly likely that Hellblade 2 Senua's Saga will be releasing early for the year 2024. Obsidian Entertainment's Pillars of Eternity spinoff, a first-person open-world fantasy RPG, Avowed. It's ready for another big reveal for its big release date at the end of 2024. They said that the world is much larger than people expected, with more varied biomes and wider choice-driven locations than what we're used to from their previous game, Outer Worlds. Avowed relies on melee weapons, one- and two-handed spellcasting across different elements, building your character in this Skyrim-style fantasy RPG. Watch for more reveals of how we will play Avowed in the upcoming Developer Direct next year. Compulsion Games is the one Xbox game studio that has the most to prove, as they have been asking for bigger funding now that they belong to Xbox Game Studios, and they've delivered with a very impressive reveal of South of Midnight. All we know of this game is that it is a third-person action-adventure game with magical melee-based powers set in a southern Louisiana voodoo-influenced swamp. South of Midnight may feel like stop-motion animation, and the tone promises something great to see in 2024, or maybe even 2025. Project Odyssey by Blizzard Entertainment is the first new IP from the studio in a long time, since Overwatch. Now that Xbox owns Activision Blizzard, it is very likely that this survival fantasy MMORPG is licensed and set to be Xbox exclusive. Odyssey is supposed to be a first-person four-player co-op survival game with fantasy machines and construction building like Valheim. According to Windows Central Jez Corden, the game is close to completion with a reveal that was overdue from the past BlizzCon in 2023. So, it's quite likely we'll get a full reveal for Odyssey in 2024 with a release in the same year. Clockwork Revolution is InXile's first venture into AAA gaming with a first-person action-adventure RPG set in a steampunk world. The studio has a pedigree stemming from the original Fallout games and then into the Wasteland series. But Clockwork Revolution is actually more like BioShock. To add more variety to InXile's already impressive RPG mechanics, Clockwork Revolution will feature a time-shifting mechanic, setting you to destruct and reconstruct areas of the game for combat situations and push the storyline along, fixing problems from the past and new ventures into the future. Clockwork Revolution was showcased in 2023 and was set to be released in due time. But rumors are circulating that we could see more gameplay next year for a release as soon as the end of 2024. Playground Games has pushed the Forza Horizon game development cycle from 2 to 3 years. And with all of that content released for Forza Horizon 5, it looks like 2024 will be the year for Forza Horizon 6. Rumors were cycling amongst insiders and experts on the Forza Horizon series that Mexico and Tokyo were in the pipeline for locations for Forza as early as 2019. We could see it finally set in Tokyo across the countryside over Japanese blossoms and downtown for a Tokyo Drift style experience that fans have been asking for years. Forza Horizon has become one of Xbox's biggest and most successful franchises, and seeing a reveal and gameplay breakdown at either the Developer Direct or Big Summer Showcase would be huge for the franchise.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Now, with Activision fully on board with the Xbox team for 2024, the release of Call of Duty will be Treyarch's Call of Duty Black Ops Gulf War, set in the early 1990s. This is one of the fan-favorite studios that cycles in and creates Call of Duty, and it will be a refreshing release for those that have to muster through the 2023 sledgehammer Modern Warfare 3. Expect a fully fleshed-out campaign and fan-loved multiplayer suite for one of the year's highest-selling and most-played games, Call of Duty Black Ops Gulf War. ARK Survival 2 was supposed to release in 2023 and was delayed to the end of 2024. The game is set in Unreal Engine 5, and Studio Wildcard has a lot to prove, as their games promise the world and deliver an experience that, at first glance, looks very underwhelming, but seems to hook fans for hundreds of hours. The developer promised that ARK 2 will have a feature in-game that has never been done before, which is a pretty big promise for people who enjoy survival games and building and creating their character worlds. So far, we have not seen a single moment or a single pixel of in-engine gameplay for ARK 2, but that will all probably change at the Xbox Showcase in the middle of 2024. We'll see if Wildcard Studio is truly ready to release ARK 2 at the end of 2024. The next release is probably going to offer enough content to be considered a quasi-full game release, and that is the Shattered Space DLC for Starfield. This is an opportunity for Bethesda to expand upon the foundation of Starfield and flush out the space RPG to become more of what fans expected from the onset. Little is known about what Shattered Space will offer, but one of the greatest additions to the game could be in the form of outpost building being expanded upon and more fully customizable. What you're looking at here is over 50 hours of collecting, researching, and hoarding materials across the galaxy to create a cookie cutter but decorative outpost. Shattered Space is also supposed to take us to some new mainline colony planets and will hopefully implement new quality of life features and allow us to break down all of that non-craftable items that decorate shelves and tabletops. There are other implied or surprise announcements coming from Xbox's Developer Direct and their Summer Showcase that might even see those games released by the end of the year. So it's easy to assume there are at least 15 big games coming exclusively to Xbox in 2024. And with all of these titles coming and Xbox's ability to deliver an overall high-quality experience that keeps up with the competition, fans have a lot to look forward to in 2024. This is Cole Eastwood. Thank you so much for checking out this video. I've made a lot of videos about the roadmap, everything that Xbox has from now until the end of the generation, this one just being about what's coming in 2024. And this is the problem with Xbox. They jumped out in 2020 and showed us all of these games they are working on because for a long time, we didn't know if Xbox had something in the pipeline from all their studios. And now we're going to see games that are coming out in 2026, 2028, or sometime at the end of the generation, if that ends up being in 26 or as far as 28. If you ended up enjoying this video, let me know by liking and subscribing to the channel. Hit the bell to be notified of new weekly content. If you want to further support the work we're doing here on the Cole Eastwood channel to keep the studio lights on and keep it warm and cozy so that we can create content, you can do that by hitting the join button below. That gets you entered into early access for videos and monthly merch giveaways of your choice on my Teespring store, which is also in the description. There's also the Patreon, which has several tiers that are there for you to pick and choose what you want to do to show your support and get bonus perks back and also be entered into those giveaways. Also, we have the XSC podcast that runs every Monday, except for Christmas Day and New Year's Day, at 5 p.m. Pacific time, 8 p.m. Eastern, because my co-host, Middle Age Game Guy, is over on the other side of North America and Canada, and we have a great time talking about rumors, leaks, speculations, arguments, and we talk about...
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Starfield. Everyone's always talking about Starfield. Now, but we're talking about all the new stuff there. Thank you so much for your support in 2023 with the podcast and with the channel. We've had a great time, and your love and support and your comments, your feedback, and things that you've taught me have been so valuable as we move forward into a new year. But as we talk about that new year, I got to know what you're most excited about for next year. I'm really excited about Avowed. Most of all, I love open world RPGs. And I got to know, is it going to be like Outer Worlds? They say it's going to be bigger and better. Are you expecting great things? Let me know what you're most excited about. And while you do that, there will be people trying to argue. So, as I always say, be nice.